Hello, everybody. So I saw the this is kind of old, but I saw the accent tag challenge, and thanks to good old Toss Me Away Love, that dear. And I kind of have an interesting situation because I was raised by parents who are Southern, but I myself grew up mostly in the Mid-Atlantic. So some words I pronounce are a bit more Southern, and phrases that I use are more Southern than my friends that I grew up with. So I thought that this would just be fun and interesting. Over the years, I used to pronounce things a lot more like my parents did when I was a kid. As I've gotten older, I think my way of speaking and things has obviously changed and evolved. But I guess you could say that I just sometimes, especially when I'm talking, so if I'm visiting relatives or I'm talking to them on the phone, then definitely I get more of a Southern accent, or when I drink too much. I don't know, maybe that's just slurring and not really a Southern accent. All right, so I'm gonna start with the words. Ant, roof, root, wash, oil, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, I used to pronounce it caramel, fire, water, sure, data, ruin, crayon, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, spit and image, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, not coupon, mayonnaise, syrup, pajamas, I used to pronounce them pajamas as a kid, caught, naturally, aluminum, envelope. I probably should not have done this after listening to Tosses because it's making me probably pronounce things with way more of a Southern accent than I have on a normal basis. I tend to adopt accents very quickly without even realizing it, and I worry that people are going to think that I'm making fun of them sometimes. Okay, the questions. Number one, what is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That is TPing. Two, what is the bug that when you touch it, it curls into a ball? Oh, I loved these as a kid, roly polies. What is the bubbly carbonated drink called? Coke. Or soda. Never pop. It's never pop. It's soda. What do you call gym shoes? Tennis shoes. Or tennis shoes, if you don't slur it together. Or sneakers. I call them sneakers sometimes. What do you say to address a group of people? Y'all. I will never stop saying y'all. I may end up going to school up in Massachusetts if I get into grad school up there, and I will stick out like a sore thumb because I will say y'all. And my favorite thing is if you try to contract. Yeah, contract. You all will. Y'all. You just add another "ol" sound in there. What do you call the kind of spider or spider-like creature that has an oval-shaped body and extremely long legs? I hate these. They are daddy long legs. What do you call your grandparents? I grew up with my grandma. Her mother was Mama. And then this is just our family, but so grandma's husband was Honey, but that he probably would have been grandpa, but when my oldest of all the grandkids, my cousin, she used to be babysat by my grandma and Honey, and she heard grandma calling him Honey, and she thought that was his name, so she just started calling him Honey, and so it just stuck, and we all just started calling him that. And then my dad's parents, Grammer, is his mom. I don't know if that's a Southern thing or we just always called her Grammar. And then Grandpa Joe. It's spelled Grandpa Joe, but it's Grandpa Joe. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? It's a grocery cart. What do you call it when rain falls when the sun is shining? I grew up learning that this is the devil beating his wife. Of course, when I was a little kid, my dad said the devil was mad at his wife, but then one time I heard him say the devil's beating his wife. I was like, oh, that is way worse. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? The remote. But when I was growing up, this is again just my family, called it the biffer. And it was because the TV used to make it poof, poof when it changed channels, and my dad would like channel surf instead of staying on one thing for too long. And so my mom just started calling it the biffer because the TV made the boof, boof, boof sound. And then I don't know why eventually we stopped calling it that, but we all call it the remote now. It's not the biffer anymore. I don't know why. What happened to the biffer, man? All right, so that's it. This was fun. Yeah, I'm glad I did this. And it's fun to do recordings again. I've missed it. I've missed you all. Okay. This is Bondi signing out. Mwah!